Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jen Stark episode. I met Jen through the homies David Cho and Say Lee O. My favorite part of the interview is when she talked about her collaboration with Vans Shoes. She's got some awesome shoes out for Vans, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Put you there?
Yeah, you could put me there.
We have a very special guest tonight. Right, Cole?
Right, Steve.
Please welcome visual artist Jen Stark.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Did you like the intro?
I loved it. Cole's cute.
Yeah, thanks. Will you shake his hand?
Hi.
Cool. Hi, Jen. Thanks for coming in today for being a guest.
How did we meet initially?
Well, we were just talking about Saley.
Yeah. Shout out to Saley. That's the homie.
Mm-hmm. That's how we met.
And we met at a New Year's party. Right?
Yeah.
It was like near Mount Washington?
Yeah. I think it was on Mount Washington or Glassell Park. Excuse me.
I'm choking on LaCroix.
Excuse you.
I'm choking on LaCroix. Whose house was it?
I think it was just one of our friends that randomly lives there for less than a year. But it was like definitely a mushroom party. People were
eating mushrooms,
probably.
I think several of you guys were. How was that night for you guys?
Was it 4th of July?
Yeah, right. It was either 4th of July. It was something
with fireworks. I like eating mushrooms when I look at fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, have you done that? Have you done that a lot or?
Not a lot, but, you know, like 4th of July. I feel like every other 4th of July I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because your style, like, I want to get into it because it's very unique and it's color. You know, it's all about color and stuff and patterns and stuff. And I always wondered, did you get a lot of influence from psychedelics?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually, how I started my style.
Yeah.
I didn't. Okay.
Okay, sorry. I do it every. So I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I like that.
Yeah, it's gonna contain in there.
Cool.
But I'm still here. My mind's still here.
Okay. That's
great.
So
yeah. Your style.
Started my style probably in like college or something. Mm-hmm.
And where did you go to college?
MICA, Maryland Institute College of Art, Baltimore.
Wow, East Coast, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm from Miami, so I'm an East Coaster.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going on that. I like that.
Kind of didn't really do too many psychedelics like early on. Mm-hmm. It was more like kind of more recently or like 25 and up.
Really?
But I think it just came, you know, from inside.
Wow. It just comes
the crazy
from
psychedelic thoughts. And then it just kind of enhanced it once I went into that world. Yeah.
I just had a visual of you. I could have sworn I saw you that night. And because they had an outside area. And I think maybe either you were like laying on, it was like some kind of outside couch area. I think on Saley's lap or someone, one of your friend's laps. And just like looking out to the fireworks.
Oh, really?
But I could, I remember that. I'm like, wow, like.
Because
I wasn't doing shrooms because I'm sober. I don't, you know, I used to do it, but I always thought like, wow, like they're like just seeing you and your friend, like you guys are so calm. Like I would never be able to go to be at a party like that around those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like how I don't even know how you guys contain yourself like that. but mm-hmm. you were like it's the impression I got is you were very like mellow, just chill. Yeah, like yeah.
I am so usually.
But, yeah, thanks for coming, man. This is awesome. Of course. Let's start from the beginning, or like some like where you come all from. Right. So you're from Florida, you said?
Mm-hmm. From Miami, Florida.
Shout out to Florida.
Hell yeah, Miami. Yeah.
What's it like growing up?
305.
Yeah, what's it like growing up in Florida there?
It kind of feels like another country. Like
it does.
South America or Cuba. There's just like so many different cultures down there. And yeah, like I didn't realize how different it was until I went to college, like actual real America. Like everybody in Miami, like 90% of Miami speaks Spanish.
Really?
It's like, it's cool. It's like a lot of awesome culture and variety, like different types of people.
Mm-hmm. Were you always into, how'd you get into art and stuff?
Well, my grandpa was an artist.
What's his name?
Jack Stark.
Shout out to Jack Stark.
In heaven.
In heaven. Jack Stark
in heaven. I called him Papa.
Yeah, he was an artist.
But yeah, he was an artist.
What kind of art did he do?
He did like watercolors and landscapes of like nature and like animals and sailboats in Miami. Yeah.
He has watercolors?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. That's hard to learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we've had other artists on here. They've mentioned that watercolor is hard to learn.
It is.
Do you do watercolor too?
Not really. He taught me a couple things, but I like acrylics better.
Mm. Yeah, you're good at that. Yeah, we'll get into that too.
All right.
So did he raise you?
No, he was just like the artist of the family.
Mm.
And then my parents raised me, and he lived like 5 minutes away, so I would like go to his house and
he inspired you.
Yeah.
That's pretty inspirational, huh? As
definitely.
A kid.
Yeah.
So, and then do you have any brothers or sisters?
Mm-hmm. Two sisters. One's a doctor.
Okay, let's shout them out real quick.
Val.
What's up to Val?
What's up, Star? Val? Uh-huh. Well, Jacobson now.
Val Jacobson. Jacobson.
Yep, married with two kids.
Yep.
And then Vicky Stark, the younger sister.
Vicky Stark in the house.
What up, Vicky?
Where's she at?
She's in Miami.
She's in Miami still. Yeah. No brothers?
No. I consider myself the brother of the family.
Two sisters.
Yeah.
Three girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three girls.
So when did you, okay, so you're around your grandfather, but when did you decide, do you like take art classes or like how did you, like, because you're deep in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like how did you get to that point?
I mean, I always liked doing it like when I was super young at the house, just like cutting things up, like collaging, drawing, painting.
Mm.
And he would do little art classes with me, like just lessons at his house. And then when I got older, I started going into magnet art programs. And
What's magnet art?
So magnet art programs in Miami and Florida, it's like, it's public school, but they have funding for like
arts?
All different kinds of art. And you have to like apply to get in.
So you have to get accepted.
Like, yeah, you have to show that you're like either talented or like have a lot of drive or, you know.
And how old were you when you did this?
That was starting in like fourth grade.
Dang, so hella young.
Yeah.
So you were in it young, fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school?
Yep.
And you got accepted?
Yep.
First time? First time you got in? Okay, do you remember that? Do you have memories from back? Like you can remember that far back?
I don't know about fourth grade, but when I had to apply for like elementary, middle, and then high school.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember like the middle and the high school, like being super excited, especially my high school, New World School of the Arts.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best art schools almost in the nation. And it was like all free. Like you had to apply to get in.
Where's it located again?
In downtown Miami.
Downtown Miami.
Yeah.
You're like alumni there now, huh?
Yeah.
You could probably do seminars there.
Maybe.
Do workshops there now. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so when did you get into that school?
Like 98, I think.
98.
1998.
Okay.
High school. Graduated in 01.
Hold on. What high school did you go to? Yeah.
That was New World School of the Arts.
Oh yeah, New World. So that was your high school.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that experience like going there? What, I mean,
that was amazing. It was almost like
co-ed, like.
Yeah, co-ed. Do you know the movie Fame?
I want to do it forever. Yeah,
like just kids like going wild, like so happy, like fulfilling their dreams almost. That I feel like that was pretty close to my high school.
Oh, so when you say arts, it's like all the arts. And
yeah, there would be kids like doing cartwheels in the halls and like singing, like musical theater.
Oh,
it was really
that's
crazy.
So
yeah,
cool.
It was awesome. And it was small. There was like, I think like 130 kids in my class.
Did
so
you
like,
make friends? Do you have like your group of friends?
There? Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't like, you weren't into partying or nothing? Like you're...
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're I was kind of straight edge like in high school.
Really?
Just, yeah. I just didn't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just focused on your art.
Yeah.
Is that where you developed your style like now?
Not really. I was definitely into like labor intensive, like meticulous work, but...
Give me an example of that.
Like... I made a bunch of little like wire creatures in like high school, but instead of making like one of them, I made like 100 and just like displayed it in the hallway.
Dope.
Yeah. So that like just love of like labor intensive stuff just carried on. And
how did you learn that trait? Like, 'cause that takes a lot of patience and. Just
I don't
hours,
think,
right? Of
yeah, I don't think you learn. I think you just
you have
it like you want to
so
do.
So James
it.
Has it. You yeah. got it. Maria got because
there
that
you go.
Got, you guys, that's the thing. They all have a common theme, don't they, Bryce? They have that trait about all of the successful ones that have been here. They have that where they could. Would you say you're kind of a loner too? Because you kind of have to be to get that good at whatever you want to do.
Not really. Okay. I don't know if I'm a loner.
But back then, you had good balance. Then.
Yeah,
I so think you so. Could do, get your work done, and then you had a social life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you grew up in the 90s. So then this is the 90s.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
I believe in the 90s, like 80s, and 90s, movies were like $5. Or it's
yeah,
cheap. Yeah.
It's it like changed 80,
it's
like, a lot.
It's like $20.
It's crazy.
Ticket, huh? Damn,
it ain't right.
Yeah. You seen Suspiria?
I did. I saw the opening, the like release at ArcLight.
It was kind of cryptic.
It was crazy.
Maria worked on it. The diary.
Oh,
she did the
what?
Art. Yeah, she did the artwork in the diary.
That's awesome.
Remember, you know what diary I'm talking
yeah.
about. Check out Suspiria. It will mess your mind up. I need to see it one more time. I don't even know what happened still.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So what was your initial reaction? Like, were you tripping on it? Like,
well, I don't usually like horrors. Actually,
this was like Rosemary's Baby.
This
like,
is
this
like
was
weird.
Like,
it's like
yeah,
abstract.
You guys seen it yet?
No.
God, these guys.
It has really good actresses and actors in it.
It was shot too.
Yeah.
Beautifully shot, like mm-hmm. the set design and everything.
Amazing director.
Are you? So you like going? Like you saw a lot of movies growing up there in Miami?
Not
as
a lot.
No.
But
you see Bully?
No.
But that's
I didn't.
Set in Miami.
I know. That's a movie I need to see.
You ever seen Bully? That's Larry Clark, right? He did Kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I
But
hear.
When I think of my... I've never been there. But when I think of Miami, I think of that movie.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of marsh, like swampy...
Yeah.
That's really what it's like?
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but yeah, there's a lot of like Everglades and like... It's
marsh,
really tropical.
Mm-hmm. What's the weather like over there?
Super wet and like humid.
Sticky?
Yeah.
So this is heaven compared to that. As far as
yeah.
weather, as far as weather.
I mean, Miami weather, winter weather is really nice.
Oh, it's it
like
is? Perfect. What's winter like over there in Miami?
It's like L.A. spring, maybe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the people like there? Like in your hometown? Like what? Is it a small town or?
No, Miami's not. It's, I guess, it's like a few million people at least.
Okay, it was Miami. Oh,
yeah.
Miami
proper.
Okay.
City.
I thought maybe it was an offset from Miami, but you're actually in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. So let's go back to your so high school, and then you finished. Did you go to like where'd you go to college and everything? Or?
So I went to college in Baltimore.
That's right, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide that particular school?
Mainly the school was really good, and they gave me the most scholarship. So I'm like, all right.
So you had a free ride.
Almost, yeah. It was like 75%. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you stay at the dorms or do you get
mm-hmm.
your Well, I did. So what was... That's a different...
It was fun. Yeah, I recommend people...
I did too. But I had a horrible experience.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Yeah, like the guy... I went to Arizona State.
Okay.
And yeah, the guy... the guy I lived with would wear my clothes. Like, I came back from class. One of my classes was canceled. He was wearing my stuff. And I was like, dude, what are you doing, dude? And he's like, oh, I thought it was cool, man. I'm like, no, it's not cool. That's my clothes.
Whoa.
So what was your roommate like?
I didn't have that many bad experiences.
Yeah.
My roommates were pretty chill.
Roommates?
Yeah, like one I actually shared a room with in freshman year.
And then did you just, it was just random, right?
Yeah. That was all random.
So you got lucky?
Yeah, they were pretty cool. One of them was a little so-so, but they were all right. Nothing crazy happened.
So how many were there? Was it like two to a room, then they had a different room, two there, and then a living room?
Pretty much, yeah. The first year I was with three people, or two of us, so.
Yeah.
Three in total. Oh, mm-hmm. Hello.
Sorry, that's my girl right there. She's yeah, just ignore it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're in the trouble.
No.
Should have put it on vibrate.
No comment. We're conducting an interview. We're conducting an interview here.
You already
this
commented.
Is...
It's too late.
All right, where is this in the interview?
Oh, I lost a spot. It's somewhere
you're gonna,
there.
You're going to edit that out. How did you get it like... it was just all smooth throughout your whole college experience then?
Smooth?
Yeah, like just, because you said one of them was a little off, right?
Oh, you mean roommates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just push through it, you have to live with them, and then you leave, and you're like, bye. And then you choose who you want to live with, like, you kind of move out of the dorms, but you're still on campus.
And you did that second year?
Yeah.
You got off-campus housing?
Yeah. Well, on campus, but like private.
Yeah. And then housing. How were your grades?
They were all right. I'm kind of like a B+ student.
Yeah. And then what kind of classes were you taking there?
I mean, a lot of art, like art history, animation, textiles, printmaking, painting,
that's crazy.
Sculpture.
Yeah.
All sorts. Ceramics.
So from that point to now, like... What made you decide after, so you graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to come to Los Angeles and pursue your career? Like, how did you get to that point?
So I graduated college in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I'm like, let me move back to Miami. I don't know what I want to do, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved back to Miami, kind of chilled for a couple months. And then I got this random traveling job, like flying all over the U.S. to do art walls in like a clothing store.
What clothing store?
Anthropology.
Oh, I know. Those are at the malls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell candles.
Yep.
How'd you link up with them?
One of my college friends, she's like, do you want to fly up to Philadelphia and do art walls for Anthropology? And I like bought my plane ticket. I'm like, hell yeah. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. So I thought I was going to be doing, like, the sets in an Anthropology museum.
Mm,
I didn't
you
know.
You didn't know it was the name.
I'm like, I'll take it. Like, I'm flying up there.
You didn't know it was the name of the store.
Yeah, I had never heard of Anthropology.
And so they emailed you?
Well, I mean, my friend just linked me up with the boss. Mm-hmm. So I just flew up there. They liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just kept working there for, like, a year and a half.
Was it pay good?
I mean, for a college student, yeah. It was probably like $16 an hour.
Damn. So that was the beginning.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
So after that, I got tired of doing someone else's art.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was still doing art, mm-hmm. I was like traveling around. I probably went to like 30 different cities in a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome.
30 different cities?
Yeah. Like, I didn't have to pay rent. I was like...
What do you mean you didn't have to pay rent?
Because they would get us hotel rooms in each city.
What?
So we would, like, live in, like, Newport Beach for 2 weeks, live in Chicago for 2 weeks, and we would just, like, fly around.
That must have been so cool.
I loved it. A lot of the people I worked with didn't like that lifestyle.
How could you not like that? To travel?
I don't know.
So what were some of your favorite spots that you went to during those days?
I really liked Carlsbad.
Shout out to San Diego, huh?
Hell yeah.
Empower.
Carlsbad.
Okay, Carlsbad. What, because the beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hotel was literally right across from the beach.
Yeah.
And that's where I saw phosphorescent plankton the first time.
Wow.
Really cool.
Man, you live life good. So you did Carlsbad, and then where else? Anywhere?
San Francisco. Frisco. All up and down California coast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Texas, Michigan, mm-hmm. Chicago, Florida. Kind of just bouncing around all over.
God, that's a dream.
It was
gig.
The perfect job for like
for the time being.
College, yeah, yeah, out of college, yeah.
So after that, then what'd you do after that?
So after that, I saved up a little money and came back to Miami because I'm like, I'm gonna start my career,
mm-hmm.
my art career, and just like got a little studio on Miami Beach and kind of was like selling artwork for like a few hundred bucks out of the studio.
Mm-hmm. You had a studio bike?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah.
And it just kind of started working. And I had like a part-time job like cleaning artwork for this hotel on South Beach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I would like clean, I would take like plexi cleaner and like napkins and just clean like.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So you had like a side hustle as well. Yeah, yeah. That was your like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that was for like a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then I just started, you know, selling artwork full time. And I'm like, this is amazing. And it just worked.
That must have been so gratifying.
Yeah.
Selling your art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember the first piece you sold? And like, how'd that make you feel? Like when someone bought it?
Gave you a check? The first piece I sold was in college to my animation teacher.
Oh, yeah.
He bought like a ceramics that I made, like a ceramic sculpture of like this weird abstract octopus thing.
Yeah. And then was your style already developed by then?
It was like halfway there.
Oh.
Like half baked style.
Yeah. But the colors were there.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But now the colors are
they're there.
The colors are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that later.
Okay.
But like, So this wasn't fully developed yet.
Right. Not yet.
Just maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you kept selling, slanging your art out of the studio. And then when did you start doing shows or your first
like
piece?
Like 2007, I started doing art like professionally. So I was like getting into small group shows in Miami and like getting my name out there.
How would you define professionally? Is like once you start doing shows, that's when you're professional?
For me, professional is like that's your full-time job. Mm-hmm. And you're not like, you don't have another job that's supporting like this art hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You're like making money off of being an artist and like focusing almost 100% to it. I think that's professional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And getting into shows, mm-hmm. of course.
What was your first group show like? And how long did it take you to prepare for something like that?
Well, the first big one that was like kind of breakout, that was in Miami when I moved back at Locust Project. So mm-hmm. it was like a non-profit art space. And the director came to my studio and she's like, I'd love to have you in a show. The show is in like 2 weeks. So they had this artist.
Dude, isn't that like kind of short, too short a notice?
Oh, yeah.
Because wouldn't you normally need months in advance?
Yeah, you should.
But 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Continue.
So they had this solo artist that was like going to do a solo show, but he got in like a crazy fight or something. He lived in Iceland.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come.
Okay.
He was like in the hospital or something.
So they need another artist.
So they're like, okay, we have to scramble together and do a group show. So it was me and like probably four other artists. And that's when I started doing the like paper sculpture hole in the walls.
Yeah.
So I cut a hole in the gallery wall and like inserted my paper sculpture in it.
In the hole?
Yeah. And that was like,
how'd you come up with that?
I mean, I had been doing paper sculptures.
Yeah.
For a couple of years. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted it to be more part of the architecture.
How did you bind all the together? Like glue or?
Mm-hmm. Glue and like cardboard.
What kind of glue?
That.
Like glue, probably like glue sticks?
Elmer's for that.
Oh, Elmer's? Yeah. Oh, I got Elmer's here.
Mm-hmm. But then I started, like, as I went on, you use, like, better.
Better glue.
You have to. Yeah.
We're, because there's may be some artists watching this, like, mm-hmm. Like where'd you get all your supplies, like, for a struggling art student, like, where's the best place to go? Like, Michael's or something?
I like going to Dick Blick.
That's a real the place? Name. So shout out to Dick Blick Art Supply.
Shout out Dick Blick.
Yeah. Whoa, speaking of Dick Blick, we can use sponsors. So Dick Blick, holler at us. Since we No, we like Dick Blick. We love Dick Blick. Dick Blick. We love you. Holler at us. We could use some sponsors. Yeah. But continue. So that's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Good prices?
Yeah. I mean, art supplies, you kind of have to like pick and choose. There's like cheap stuff and expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you
what
just,
about the acrylic the paints? Like, aren't those expensive?
A little bit, but they last so long. It's
yeah.
Like,
and so, like, so that's what you'd get all your supplies there?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the show. So you have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Like, how did you handle that?
I mean, I kind of like knew what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. and I just started like cutting all the papers one by one and like mm-hmm. building it all together and. We cut the hole in the office space.
Mm-hmm.
So the end, the back of the piece was like protruding in their office.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was
so
kind
cool.
of amazing.
Yeah. Was it like a spiral, kind of spiral?
No, like it a was, cone maybe? I can show you on my website if
yeah,
you want
yeah.
to see.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm on your website here. So I go back here.
So it was like.
So where do I go?
Super simple.
3D?
Yeah.
This is good. See, I'm prepared, George.
And then scroll very far down, probably all the way.
Wow, this is amazing stuff. Wow, look at that. That's tripped
out. A lot of paper sculpture.
Yeah. Wow, look at this. Are you getting this, Bryce?
I'm getting it.
Okay. This is good. What the hell? Oh, is that the stuff on the wall?
Which?
Oh, I just saw something on the wall on the right.
There's
sorry.
A bunch
so,
of
yeah,
stuff
yeah, yeah.
on the wall there.
Wow, that's tripped out.
So keep it going wow. down.
Yeah, Bryce asked, when did you start using patterns?
Hmm. So this is the paper sculpture, by the way.
Dude,
that
where, we're right
talking
here?
About. Yeah.
It's right here where the kid.
Yep.
It's almost like a portal into a different dimension.
There you go.
Do you see that? That's so trippy. How did you get that? How'd you get those dimensions? Like, how do you create something like that? Is it
just
meticulous?
A lot of patience, yeah. Exacto, pencil, just like
freehand cutting. How many lines are in there?
I think that one is near like 100, like 75 to 100.
How the hell do you sit down there and do that for all that time? Do you take breaks or? I'm just curious.
Of course.
Yeah.
You gotta take breaks.
So do you start from the out in?
Yeah, usually I start from the very outside and then
so
go smaller.
So this is where you start, out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you just go in circles over and over and over again?
Yeah, like one sheet, one circle. The next sheet, one circle.
Wait, so there are separate sheets?
Yeah.
Do you believe this, dude? So how would you say how many layers are in this particular piece?
Like 75-ish, I think, maybe
so
more.
So those are 75...
Circles. Oh, yeah. And they
I'm
have
so
like
confused.
A
like,
little bit of depth in between each one. So it's like.
And then when do you add the color?
The color is the paper. So it's like colored paper.
Do you believe this? This is crazy, dude. So were you always like, yeah, when did you start getting like, because you definitely have your own thing going on, your own. Style. It's almost like I've never done DMT, but maybe people who've done DMT have seen this.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, they're in a different dimension.
I'm sure they have.
Have you messed with that? Or?
I mean, who knows?
Ayahuasca?
DMT is actually in all of us.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying like smoking ayahuasca.
Or I haven't. Like not ayahuasca,
yeah.
actually.
So this style that you've come up with, that comes from within, you just, it's just, no one taught it to you, right?
No.
Then how the hell did you come up with all this crazy stuff, man?
I don't know. Like, inspired by, like, fractals, geometry. Also, like, South American cultures that do, like, with the patterns, like,
yeah, the like crazy colors. Let's talk about this piece. Like, what's the process like there?
So that one is, like, it's pretty much a sheet.
This is it, right?
Yeah. A stack so of construction paper. Yeah.
Right here. So how long did that take you?
That one, probably a couple weeks max, maybe less.
Then how do you get how did you get the dimensions involved? Because it looks like you could get like sucked into it. It looks like there's so many different dimensions involved, right, George? Like, how did you learn how to do that?
I just taught myself. I don't know.
Do you plan it beforehand? Like, yeah, do you see what it's going to be beforehand?
Questions, do you plan it beforehand?
I do plan it beforehand. I sketch it out first, and then I kind of have, like, the general shape I want to make, and I just start cutting with an X-Acto. And it usually ends up pretty similar to the sketch, which is
so
cool.
So the X-Acto knife, was that something that you just came up with one night? You're like, yeah, I'm going to use the X-Acto knife. As far as the how accurate it is, like the cuts and stuff? Because that's basically a razor blade, right?
Yeah, it is.
So when did you come up with that technique?
I think in college. I just loved, like...
Oh, sorry, Cole.
Oh, not Cole. No, sorry. Come on, Cole.
Cole. Right, but yeah, in college?
I love the idea of, like, turning a 2D object into something 3D. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, paper, X-Acto knife, transforming it. And I just loved cutting. Also, my sister is a doctor, so she would bring home crazy anatomy books.
Oh,
with, so like, you used dissections to, and stuff.
So you used to read those?
Yeah, I would look through her books, and they're like photos of dissections. And
so you looked at medical books to come up with like a crazy art style.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Big ups.
Among other
That's
things.
That's dope. But... That's really dope. And then what other, since we're on this topic, what other inspirations and, like, how else did you learn all your techniques? Because isn't that, like, what a lot of art is technique?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Coming up with your own style. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also based on math a lot.
Very
simple visual math. Mm-hmm. And
I want to look at some of your other people. This is interesting.
And,
to me.
How plants grow.
Oh, so should I go back to 3D?
Yeah.
Okay. This is your favorite?
Yeah, okay. I love the sculptures.
Yeah.
Hi.
So let's talk about this one. How did you even? Are you looking at this, George? Like, how did you create? Like, it looks like a real tube.
That is a pedestal that I created out of all like separate sheets of wood.
How many different colors are in there? Like, how do you?
Ooh, how many colors?
So you do
maybe
it on
20?
A piece of paper first, and then you cut it?
Yeah. So that one is cut by a computer since it's wood. It's like a CNC router.
That's wood?
Yeah.
This piece is wood.
Mm-hmm. If you go to next, you'll see the
Get
detail.
Get the hell out of here.
This is the detail.
That's fine.
There's another one. Yeah, so that's wood that we spray painted.
Dude, this is boggling my mind. So how'd you add the color? You just add the color to the wood?
Yeah. So it's all, you cut it all and it's all wood. And then you have to like prime each one, sand it down, and then color it. It's like super tedious.
You know, it'd be tripped out. I don't know if this is, I just came up with this. This is just has there been a fan that's ever got one of your pieces as a tattoo?
Yes. Actually, a good friend did.
Really?
Yeah. She got...
Yeah, let's see what's up. Let's see. I want to take a look.
I don't know if...
What was that?
New tattoo idea?
I think that'd be like 100 hours to do because it's so her stuff is so detailed.
So she got...
That's a good friend because she probably sat through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
She got that?
She got that on her arm.
That?
Yeah.
What tattoo artist could... replicate that.
They did a pretty good job.
So that your friend got that?
Yeah.
With the colors?
Yeah.
Who?
I'll send it to you so you can overlay it for your fans. The photo.
Yeah. So my friend
Mel. Yeah.
So shout out to Mel for
shout
even
out Melody.
Sitting through this whole tattoo session.
Yeah.
How many hours did it take?
I don't know. I wasn't physically there when she got it, but hours.
Now, were you tripped out when she was like, "Hey, I was thinking about getting a tattoo of one of your pieces"?
I mean, I'm like, that's awesome that you want my artwork on your body for the rest of your life.
George, really will you cool. get? George only has one tattoo. Will you get one of Jen's tattoos for your other arm?
Good one, yeah.
We'll put it on this, right? You will.
Sure.
It's okay. On camera.
So, man, this is amazing. What was that? To Island. Okay, shout out to Island. You're right. We got tattoos at Island Tat, free tattoos from a tattoo shop.
Sweet.
So let's talk about, I noticed that you have a collaboration with Vans shoes. I like skateboarding just for fun and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm a fan of the Vans. So how'd you end up doing that?
So Vans, they reached out to me, I think like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do a shoe design.
Where do I go? Is it on store or
news?
It's on news.
Like the last one.
Look at these beautiful Vans.
Woo!
Where could people get a pair of those Vans?
Vans.com.
And they still have them?
Yep. You might have to either search my name or it's in there. You'll see a little photo on the website.
Okay. And then so they contacted you.
Yeah.
Through email?
Yeah, I think so.
And what were they saying?
They're like, "We want to do a shoe collab with you." And wow. I'm like, "All right, let's talk about it."
Yeah.
And yeah, we came up with a few different... Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Hi. Came up with a few different designs. Uh-huh. And it's cool because these shoes, people can... choose to purchase them exactly like that, or they can customize it. Like
they could customize your art on it,
so they can make it mostly purple or I don't know gold laces. Or
how much for a pair of those? The slip-ons.
I think they're anywhere from 75 to 100.
Wow.
Because they're customizable, they're kind of special.
Yeah, how does that work out? So you get a percentage of, because that's your art, right?
Well, usually it's just a license deal, so they can use it for 6 months or so.
Yeah, so you're pretty happy about the proceeds?
I mean, it was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's it's reaching a lot of people.
Oh, so hell I'm yeah.
very happy so, about
dude,
that.
Dude, what does your folks think about like your art being on shoes now?
Are they
tripping or what?
Yeah, they're
your mom
excited.
Must be tripping. Yeah. She's probably wearing a pair right now.
Well, it's on the way to her, so
yeah,
she'll be wearing them very soon.
So where do you get your influence? What are you influenced by? How'd you come up with because this is the final, this is what's out now, but how did you get to that point? What are some of your influences that influence your style?
Psychedelia. I love dripping Uzi psychedelic imagery. Mathematics, math and nature, fractals and how plants grow. Mysteries of the universe.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a lot of books on that stuff back home or
a bit, yeah. I don't have so many books because I try not to collect
a lot
so
of,
many.
Yeah.
Because they just keep adding up. But yeah, I have some good art books and cool nature books.
And then how's your studio space? You have a studio space here now, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw you. I was at my boy Audio Kim's spot there somewhere. And then you just happened to walk by.
Yeah.
And that's how I got
Culver City.
Yeah. So what was that about? You weren't you doing a mural there? Or?
Yeah, I might do a mural in that office building in Culver City.
Mm-hmm. And then the guy, I met the guy you're with. Is he like a studio space owner or something? Or?
No. The friend that I was with?
Yeah.
He's an art consultant.
Okay, yeah.
So
then when did you start doing murals like that?
Probably 2012 or so. And then I do one or two big ones a year.
How long does it take? Like, it's a wall, right?
Yeah, it depends on the size of it, but usually anywhere from a week to a month.
And then that's all paint?
Yeah.
How did you learn how to use a paint? Because you're talking about cutting and doing all that, but like, when did you...
I mean, I think art school, and then like doing the murals, I kind of just learned by myself, like...
Did you mess up at all, like, during a mural? Like,
yeah, but you can, especially if like you're in Miami doing a mural and it just starts raining and the like wet paint is just like dripping down.
That's happened?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Then how do you deal with that?
You kind of just have like, you bring towels with you and just start like mopping it up. Because in Miami it'll rain for like 10 minutes and then sunny. It's like, you never really know.
Wow. So how many murals do you think you've done? Thus far in your career?
Probably like 10 or 10? More. Maybe 10 to 15.
And they reach out to you. They're like, hey, we're...
Yeah.
Like, how do people like discover... I'm just curious. How do they discover Jen Starks? Like, is it just word of mouth or through your website? Like, how does that happen?
I think a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth and like social media stuff.
Because you have quite a big following. I follow you myself. Do you guys follow her? So do they have people DM'd you?
Yeah.
And then do you read those?
Not really. I read the DMs maybe once a month.
You don't?
No. Email's better if anybody wants to get in touch.
Because I tried DMing you for the show.
and I didn't answer.
Check it, because when I saw you, you're with that guy, and I go, hey. And then you're like, I'm like, hey. And they're like, long time no see. And then I'm like... And then I don't know if you even knew what I was talking about. Because I go, yeah, I just, you know. I did. I tried, you know, DMing you to see if you'd be a guest.
I don't really read DMs a lot.
I didn't know it, though. So you didn't even read it.
I don't think so,
It was meant to be I saw you with Eddie. Because you're here now.
Perfect.
Because if that wouldn't have happened, then maybe you wouldn't have read your DMs.
Right.
How many, I'm just curious. This is just my own curiosity. Because you have such a big following. How many DMs do you think, unread DMs, do you think you have in your box?
75%?
Huh? Like how many?
75% maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
I mean, I think they disappear after 100.
Wow. So why, I'm just curious. Why don't you read them?
No, I just don't.
You just don't. Sometimes
I like to. I just forget.
You forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, man. Yeah. So you're, man. This is great. So do you have anything like? When's your next show? Like, when's your solo show coming up?
Oh, that's right.
Don't you have?
So I have a solo show at Wild and Cran, and this
what's
is
Wild
in,
and Cran.
So this is a gallery. It's an awesome gallery in the Arts District.
All right, tell them what's up.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, when?
Everybody should come out.
Everybody.
So this is November 17th, which is like less than 2 weeks.
Coming up,
it's like
dude.
Almost a week away.
How did they get tickets, Jen Stark?
It's free.
It's free too?
Yeah.
Say the address. Say it again.
All right, Wild and Cran.
Wild and Cran.
If you follow
Artist
me,
District.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. I'll be posting about it, so I'll share the address there.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
And it's gonna be an interactive animation projection, so the viewers will be able to interact with the animation.
What the?
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm just going to make a hypothesis. You know what my fear is?
What?
People are going to show up on, like...
I know. It's going to happen, I think. Yeah.
Don't you think, Bryce?
Hell yeah.
I mean, people are going to show up. They're going to be like, yeah, man. I saw the Stevie Weeby. You know, they're going to... dilated pupils and everything.
Maybe. But I mean, as long as they're peaceful, fun.
I mean, how can you not, right?
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to prepare for this?
Probably a couple months of working with a very talented animator friend.
Who's this animator friend?
David Lewandowski.
David Lewandowski. How'd you meet this guy? Shout out to David.
I call him D. Lou.
Yeah, D. Lou.
He's amazing.
How'd you guys like collab, meet and everything?
I met him through a friend years ago, and he actually helped me do artwork for the MTV VMAs.
That's what's
in 2015.
You did artwork for the MTV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, what hasn't she done? Let's keep going.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's dig deeper.
Yeah. So
so that's how I met him.
MTV. Mm-hmm. VMAs. Wow. So can we talk about, like, because this that took me by surprise. Like, let's talk about some of your most favorite collaborations. So would you say Vans, obviously, because your art's on their damn shoes. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But other than Vans, who else? Like,
well, the MTV VMAs thing was awesome because Miley Cyrus was the host that year.
Miley Cyrus.
It was like,
I'm not going to give her, because she doesn't need a shout out. Everyone, well, no, everyone knows.
I'll give her a shout out.
No, okay, yeah.
Shout out, Miley. Steve.
All right, I'll give Miley Cyrus a shout out. All right, keep going. So Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was the host that year, and she actually was a fan of my artwork, so she helped push.
Miley Cyrus was?
Yeah. And it's funny.
Miley Cyrus was a fan of her art.
Like, literally,
what does that make you feel like?
Literally, like, a month before, she discovered my artwork. And then MTV's, like, MTV approached her, and they're like, hey, we want to use this artist for the VMAs. And she's like, I just met her, like, I met her through my friend Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips.
Oh, dude, I'm a...
Yeah.
You know him?
He's amazing.
You know him? I'm a big fan.
Aww.
When I worked at the Amoeba, the Yoshima, the Pink Rose, that album sold every other customer. Well, that was selling like hotcakes.
Whoa, cool.
You know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get Wayne? Wayne, I love your music, man. I would love for you to be a guest on here. How'd you meet Wayne from Flaming Lips? I'm so glad you brought that up.
It was through a mural.
Because his music's amazing.
Yeah, and he's like a very psychedelic guy.
I could tell. His music's psychedelic. Yeah, his music's out there. I love it. The robots, Yoshimi, all that. So how'd you meet him?
Met him through a mural that I did.
And he just walked by?
It was at the Surf Lodge in New York, and he was, like, performing there, and he's like, who made this mural? And my gallerist happened to be there and is like, here's her number. Like, you guys should be friends. And he just, like, texted me. This was 2014, maybe?
Is he cool?
Yeah. He's really
He seems
awesome.
Like, I think I saw like a mini documentary on, he seems like really just down to earth.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His live shows were amazing. Like the way they put like different animal outfits and then they had a huge ball. Like because then they've done like Coachella, like they've been the headliners on Coachella.
Yeah, that's.
Do you like the Flaming Lips?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so. Ooh. So what other, now this is, I'm so glad that this has come up. Like, what other musicians or artists have you worked with?
Of course I'm going to draw a blank now. Other collabos that I've loved. Let's see. I mean, this is not a collabo, but I did a mural in the Miami airport that I really love.
In the airport?
Yeah, in the Miami airport.
Stuff's in the airport, babe. In the airport.
Yeah, and you have to physically walk through it. It's like, it's a mural on a ceiling and like walls. It's like in a hallway.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that must have been like mind-blowing just to be at an airport putting your stuff in the airport.
It was pretty rad.
So mom and pops knows about that one.
Yeah.
And they probably, and every time they probably go, my daughter did that, right?
Yeah.
They must be so proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So what other, I'm so interested now, like what other, you must have met so many, what other cool people have you met just throughout your journey?
I mean, Wayne and Miley are pretty high up there. Mm. Who else?
Any like movie directors or actors or?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I just kind of...
Your mind went blank?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mind went blank.
Who were you most, like, surprised to find out they were a fan?
Yeah, yeah. Who are you the most surprised that were fans of yours?
Maybe, like, Lance Armstrong.
the astronaut?
No!
Oh, that's Neil.
Close.
Okay, edit that, please. No, edit that. Yeah, please. And that one hurt my heart. Okay. Oh, that one hurt my heart.
That's okay. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Lance. He wouldn't mind being compared.
Neil. I'm so sorry. That was Neil. But continue.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it like meeting Lance?
So,
George, why are you still laughing, George?
Well, he got one of my artworks. I think he got a pedestal, like one of the paper sculpture pedestals.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's like a fan and a collector of my work, great. Which is awesome. And I haven't actually met him in person yet, but I need to.
And then you have a store, don't you? On your website?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Like a, digital store.
Digital store. Yeah. So if someone watches, where could they get, like, can you tell the viewers where, or fans, where they could get, purchase some of your art?
Well, www.jenstark.com.
Jen Stark, J-E-N... J-E-N-S-T-A-R-K.
There you go.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
And you just click on store or shop. Mm-hmm. And I have like some clothing, a couple like new tote bags,
dude,
that I just made.
You're killing it, dude.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
I'm trying.
Oh, this is out of my own curiosity. What are some of your dream collabos for the future?
Ooh. Well.
For the future.
For the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really want to go down like public art. Like sculptural stuff more. And I really want to do like renewable energy, public sculpture.
Dope.
Yeah. And try to like really push that. Like, not like global warming a little bit, but more like, you know, trying to make the world a better place with my artwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would love to do a huge.
Like mural or
outdoor.
Piece?
No, outdoor? Like an outdoor sculpture.
Like an outdoor sculpture.
Yeah. That has renewable energy as part of it.
So you do it.
This is my dream.
So that's awesome. I'm sure it's going to happen too, considering the stuff you've already told us. What is that, George?
What do you mean by having renewable energy as part of it?
Like either solar, something that's kinetic that moves, or like
solar energy, something like
panels like
that collects.
Yeah,
solar
panels,
energy,
solar or wind, where like it connects energy, and like maybe you have a sculpture in your garden, and it like powers part of your house or something like that, or like the renewable energy makes the sculpture move or like lights it up at night or stuff like that.
Out of my own curiosity too, like, do you have your own clothes? With your art, like, where you do?
Yeah, on my website there's a few available.
Are those those pants yours?
No,
too?
This is not mine.
Where do you get your stuff?
This is Wacky Wacko. It's this awesome artist, Andrew Ang or something. But I love this because
is he in LA?
Touching his butt.
Yeah, it's great. Is it Los Angeles?
Yeah, artist? Los Angeles.
Okay. Andrew.
And then this is Mara Hoffman, who's like a cool like fashion designer.
But you have your own clothes.
Yeah.
So for both guys and girls, like we could get a shirt too.
Yeah.
Okay, how many different shirts do you have available?
I only have like one print and I need to re-up it. I think I'm like almost sold out of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, your life is filled up, man. This is great. So, what's the capacity in 2 weeks during the show? Like how much could the space fit?
Ooh, I mean, it's not that big of a space. It's like...
It's a warehouse? It's like a mini warehouse or
something? Yeah, it's like... the project space, so it's like in kind of the back of the gallery, and we're blacking everything out, and then the front of the gallery is another artist, Vicky Alexander.
Shout out to Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you friends with her?
Not yet.
Okay. And then how did they get her? Like, why her?
I think the gallery's been working with her for a few years, so they just asked her. So it's like two separate solo shows.
Yeah. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it should
how
be
How excited
good.
Are you?
I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah.
And all your
a little nervous, but excited.
Like nervous in what ways?
Because, you know, we have to make sure the animation works.
Yeah. And then what else are you nervous about?
Yeah. I mean, technology sometimes
messes
you know.
Up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's working out the kinks.
That's going to be awesome. Okay. So how we doing, man? Like, how we doing on time?
Yeah, we're about 60.
We did an hour.
Woo!
an hour. Now, is there anything? Did I forget? Is there anything that I forgot? I wanted to just to get this out of the way. Can we shout out your website again, which is www.jenstark.com, and then what's your Instagram?
At jenstark.com.
And then your Twitter or Facebook? Or
pretty much same thing.
Everything Jen Stark.
Yeah.
Okay, and then definitely, guys, go to her store and purchase all that stuff, right? Her prints, right?
Yep, new tote bag.
Go to the Vans, right?
Yeah.
Go to the Van store and purchase some of these dope Vans, and you could customize your own damn Vans shoes with her artwork on them, okay?
Yep.
You should do tattoo designs, too.
Maybe I will next.
There's probably a huge market for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just do
a little stencil? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So what's in the future for Jen Stark? Let's end it with that.
Besides that solo show.
What else?
I'm doing a mural in San Francisco in December.
In December?
That's going to be fun.
How do people see that?
Well, it's in a private building, but they can probably go up in it.
Yeah, what building?
It's a law office in the city.
Okay,
I don't know where it's at.
You don't know where it's at?
They're building it right now.
Is it going to be on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to post it, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what else?
What else? What else am I working on? Some public sculpture stuff that's going to come out in the near future.
Awesome.
And that is really
I can tell
exciting.
You have a real love for sculpture.
Yeah, I do.
And that's something that I didn't we didn't get into that. Oh. But if you wanted to touch upon that, when did you start getting into sculpture?
I think college. I feel like I started getting into most of my current loves in college. Yeah.
And then how does one even learn sculpture? As far as getting the materials to sculpt.
I mean, I was sculpting with paper.
With paper?
Yeah.
And glue?
Yeah. I call them paper sculptures.
Wow.
So.
And just you could use newspaper?
Yeah, you could if you want.
Okay, keep going. Okay, and then it just started from there. Then how did it get to the...
And then just started working with wood and
clay?
Plastic. And I've worked with clay, but not as a professional artist.
What's the best material to use for sculpting? What's the most satisfying?
I like wood or mirrored stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like?
Well,
Here we go.
So the mirrored stainless steel pieces that I've been making are almost two-dimensional. They're these flat sculptures that hang on the wall.
Damn.
And you can see your reflection in them. They're super mirror.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, they're really fun to make. I like those a lot.
So that is you. That's your style, and then you came up. So when did you get your definite style? With the way the concepts with the colors. When did that all just pop and say, you know what? I'm gonna do this. Sorry, guys. I just said.
I would say 2004.
And what made you did you have an epiphany or did you have some kind of?
I studied abroad in France. In college?
You went to France too?
Yeah.
Where? Marseille? Where?
Very close. Okay. Aix-en-Provence.
Okay. Never been. I just guessed.
That was a good guess. Okay. It's 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So I studied abroad for a half a year, a semester in college. And I was a college student that didn't have that much money. So when I went into the art store, I just bought the cheapest material. That was construction paper.
Do you like living in France?
Yeah, it's
are there Asians? Are there Asians there?
Yeah. Maybe not as much as the US, but there are.
Okay. Keep going. Yeah.
The French lifestyle is awesome. Especially
how do you define a French lifestyle?
It's just
versus a US lifestyle.
Living good. Not stressing about work or other stuff.
Not stressing about work.
Eating super healthy, delicious stuff.
Like what? Cheese?
Yeah.
They're all about wine and cheese?
Yeah. We would drink like a bottle. I lived with a French family too. And we would drink every night.
Be real with it. You drink a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
What, every a day?
Night. I mean, not that's myself,
how they
but
that's
yeah.
how they do it out there?
Yeah.
You guys know about
maybe
this?
Like a half a bottle each.
It's lower percentage, right?
Yeah. Well, what kind of French, like, how would you define French cuisine? Like,
just really
a lot of
fresh
bread and cheese.
Yeah, like their fridge was tiny, so they just stored like milk and eggs in their fridge.
That's what they eat.
And then they would like go to the market every day and buy all the fresh stuff that they wanted to make that day.
Just that day.
Yeah.
But they're all about eggs and cheese and milk.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to go. I've never been to Europe, man.
You gotta go.
You guys been?
It's amazing.
We keep going. So, like, how long were you there for?
I was there like 6 months, I think.
Dude, that must have been
yeah,
so
yeah, it was
cool.
amazing. And yeah. I didn't know any French. Which
then
was,
how did you get by, like, walking around?
It was a big learning experience.
Yeah.
I learned a little bit. Un petit peu. Je parle français un petit peu.
What does that mean?
I speak a little French.
Wow. Speaking of France and this place you're living in, what other places have you been to in Europe, and like have you had art shows in these other European places?
I had an art show in Bangkok, Thailand.
Shout out to Thailand.
Woo! Thailand is amazing.
I love Thai food.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Whew, tom kha, that coconut soup.
Yes.
Damn, that's
there you
bomb.
Go.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in Thailand?
Awesome. It's actually kind of like the weather's kind of similar to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Really like tropical and mm-hmm. rainy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like a whole other world. I had never experienced that before.
How long were you out there?
That was actually only like a week or two.
Okay.
It was pretty short.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what kind of like, what were some of your favorite foods and stuff out there?
I mean,
you got street stuff too, or?
We try not to do too much street because.
Is it dangerous?
I mean, if you're a foreigner, your like stomach's not used to their, you know,
their stuff.
Things. If I live there, I would probably eat it every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, where else? So Thailand, France. Where else?
Where else? Art show in Europe? I don't
Germany?
Know.
Germany.
I mean, I've been to Germany, Spain. I feel like I've been all over.
London.
Not London.
You haven't been to London.
Not yet.
I want to go there.
Yeah, man. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Anywhere in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Where? You had a show in Italy?
Not a show, but I just visited when I was studying abroad in like Florence and Sardinia.
Well traveled, dude.
I try. I love traveling.
Would you
traveling.
Ever live out there?
Maybe.
I mean, would you retire like once you're...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Netherlands?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, no, wait, I haven't been to the Netherlands.
Amsterdam?
Yes,
Amsterdam,
that's the Netherlands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes, I've been to Amsterdam.
Are we right?
Correct.
There ain't another Armstrong?
Uh-oh.
Amsterdam, Netherlands. Okay, continue. So you've
been
there.
In my background, like, my family's from, like, Norway and other
yeah.
parts of Europe.
Yeah.
I would love to go to Norway.
So that's where your roots are from?
Yeah.
From Norway?
Yep.
From your mom's side or your dad's side?
That's dad's side. My mom is like Irish, Italian, English, like Euro mutt.
Wow, you gotta go back, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go.
You're killing it in life, dude. Another pound on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Tell them again when the show is. I just want to keep repeating it so people in Los
All right.
Angeles show up. November.
November 17th.
17th. Where?
Saturday night at Wilding Crayon Gallery.
Wild. I want to. Are we invited?
Of course. Everyone's invited.
They'll allow us in.
If you go,
yeah.
100% chance you'll see Steve. Right, Steve?
I might be there, so show up.
100% chance.
If they let me in.
Yeah.
They'll let
they
me in.
They might not let you in.
They might not. www.jenstark.com. JenStark.com. Buy Oliver prints, Oliver stuff. Go to vans.com. Get those customized vans.
Hell yeah.
So was that easy for you? It was an easy interview?
Yeah, pretty painless.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
This is all about you.
I know. It's
anything we missed?
missed.
Did we miss anything?
Unless you have a question for Steve. We go
to yeah, yeah, you can put me on the spot, too. Yeah. All right, easy there, Bryce. Damn.
I mean...
No pressure.
We're good. We're good.
All right, cool.
Okay, do another pound
that's
on
fun.
That. Check out my girl Jen Stark, November 17th, and we're out.
Boom.
No Lil Ray this week.